I'm Drew with your Linux headlines on December 13th, 2019. Zulip 2.1 was released today. Zulip is a fully open source team chat application with similar functionality to Slack or Mattermost, which features a unique topic-based threading mechanism that provides a user experience that's more reminiscent of the way that email clients typically work. The latest release is the first since February, and among other changes brings a new import tool for those migrating from other team chat platforms, and a complete redesign of Zulip's notification system. The platform also now features native support for security assertion markup language authentication, and there have been rewrites and bug fixes to its OAuth and LDAP support code. And with these enhancements being just a small fraction of what made it into this release, it's understandable that Zulip now claims to be the most actively developed open-source group chat project. The LibreOffice documentation team has published a user manual for its online suite of products. The comprehensive guide is based on version 6.3 of LibreOffice Online, runs to over 100 pages, and was written by Aaron Peters as part of this year's Google Season of Docs program. Like many other fast-moving open-source projects, LibreOffice has sometimes struggled to provide easily accessible and comprehensive documentation, and the new book provides a welcome update to its other downloadable guides, some of which are now 5 or more years out of date. The Linux Foundation has announced yet another new initiative, and this one aims to simplify edge networking software for enterprises. The focus of the newly announced DENT initiative is the disaggregation of network edge-based devices, by which the foundation means replacing the proprietary switching and routing appliances commonly found in large enterprises with devices running an open and Linux-based software stack. The Linux Foundation is initially pitching its new initiative towards the retail industry and has signed up a number of organizations as premier members of the project. Recordings of individual presentations from this year's Linux App Summit are now available online. The summit, which took place in Barcelona around a month ago, brought together the GNOME and KDE teams, along with other key community players, to discuss ways of accelerating growth in the Linux application ecosystem. Talks during the summit covered topics that ranged from application packaging and distribution through project management, community relations, and, critically, the development of systems to help financially secure open source projects. While a recording of the full event was previously streamed on YouTube, the individual sessions have also now been made publicly available, so check out the link in today's show notes for a summary description of the presentations and to find something interesting to watch over the weekend. That's your headlines for today. Links at linuxheadlines.show/68. We'll be back next week.